This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron. Some texts. I want to get some of these texts, but before I do that, Mike, do you hear this? On Three Sports, and I think they're legit. Are they legit? They're reporting Colorado has been fined $50,000 by the Big 12 for inappropriate chants during the BYU game. Video surfaced online with F the Mormons chant during the matchup. I thought Boulder was like the land of like peace, love, and harmony and stuff.
Oh, hell no.
No?
Boulder, absolutely not.
I don't know. I don't know. Aren't they like...
That's what they call themselves.
Aren't they kind of hippie-ish there in Boulder a little bit?
Yeah, but they're not sensitive hippies.
Oh, they're like aggressive hippies. Nothing worse than an aggressive hippie.
They're the angry hippie.
Angry, hungry hippo. I don't know. I think this is legit. Do you think that the school should be fined for something the fans do? Are you looking it up to make sure?
No, I'm double checking, but I think that's absolutely stupid. You can't control your fans. Like, unless your fans are throwing things onto the field of play, you can't control what they say.
I used to say, but like, I don't like it when the fans throw snowballs. Like CSU fans are throwing snowballs on the field at players. Like, what do you have to start penalizing the school, the team, right? Because how are you going to get them to stop?
The New York Times has confirmed it.
50,000 after fans' use of religious slurs during the game.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's not like if BYU goes, their reefer sucks. Like
they wouldn't know.
It's stupid. Come on. They're just chants. Like, they're fans. They're fans having a good time. Look, the Mormons can take it. They can take it. Like, they're actually some pretty patient people. Like, I'm sure it didn't offend them at all.
You don't know that.
Oh, I've known plenty of Mormons.
Well, just because you know a Mormon doesn't mean you know every Mormon.
No. As a whole.
Well, that's like when people were arguing saying the Washington Commanders shouldn't change their old name because I know a few Native Americans and they love the name. Well, that doesn't mean that it's still, you're not speaking for an entire population.
Yeah, you're not. And it is still kind of racist.
So they shouldn't have fined the school,
50,000? No, you can't control every student.
Well, especially in Boulder, and especially if they're doing during the game.
Like you can arrest... You can stop some people from doing some things, like if they're throwing stuff on the field or something, but you can't control what the students say.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
This is stupid.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
If I am the starting quarterback of name a school, say the University of Washington, and I go to Boulder, and they start chanting mean things about me, I'm going to be very upset, but I can't stop them. Like, you can't... It's really, really stupid.
Big Hub says, my GM said at the UVA game his daughter's friend got ran over and busted her face up. Something needs to be done. That was... Did you see that game? That Florida State-Virginia game?
I only saw highlights.
Is that the game I'm thinking of? When they stormed the field? Is that the game? I think so. But, like, the dude barely caught a touchdown, or it went down instantly. The play was over, and the crowd, like, by the time the dude's feet hit the ground, the crowd was already out. I think that's the game I'm thinking of. Because that was in overtime, right? But, yeah, That was disrespectful. If this is the, if that's the right game I'm thinking of, because that was disrespectful. I get storming the field, but there's ways to go about it. I mean, that guy, that player just got swallowed up in the in that crowd. Like, yeah, he was on the ground and then suddenly surrounded by thousands of students.
That's a, I just watched it. I'm watching the highlight. It is. I'm surprised more people aren't hurt.
Well, did you see the player? Like, as soon as the play is done, they're already over, and he's sitting on the ground, and the crowd just overtook him.
Yeah, both players just enveloped.
Yeah, that's
you can find a school because they are on the field.
Yeah,
of play.
Then they cost your team too. You're destroying the field, and you're
This isn't the first time something like this has happened before. The first time I remember seeing, well, I mean, obviously you have the Stanford band game, but the first time in modern era and Micah era that I remember seeing the crowd being a problem was Utah BYU, BYU again.
Yeah.
And one of the team's fans stormed the field and there was like 10 seconds left in the game. They hadn't even won yet, and I think they ended up losing or something.
Isa Chris says, I'm sure a $50,000 fine will bother a freshman dude making the chance. Like, he's basically saying, oh, yeah, I'm sure. Like, those students don't care.
No.
They don't care. They're going to do it again. They're gonna do it. That didn't do anything to them. That did not affect their wallets or anything. They don't care. If Coach Prime came out before the game, maybe, and said, "Hey guys, like, don't chant about their religion, please don't," then maybe they'd stop. But
well, he's gonna have to now.
I guess it's very strange.
I feel like it. Don't chant anything about their religion. Like, their religion didn't do anything to you. Like, it's their football team that you should have a problem with. Chant against the football team. Leave the religion out of it. Stop being stupid.
On the Norvell thing, Faith texting, is the play calling changed to take heat off of Norvell if they continue to lose? I don't know. I don't know. Because it's going to be weird if he, let's say this works. It just, Micah, correct me if I'm wrong, but from that interview with Mike earlier, it just, again, it sounds like it's not much of anything, but it is. They're all conversing, and I knew that, but one man is calling the play, and that's apparently Matt Mummy.
Matt Mummy? I thought I heard Matt Mummy, but
well,
now
Mike
I'm,
said
I'm
Matt
confused.
Mummy, but what if it works? Then suddenly it's like, oh, Mummy's the guy. Like, he's calling the plays. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just that, I get. But why so reluctant to just flat out, like, when I had Brohard on, he's like, I can see why it's confusing. And you guys are, CSU's making it confusing. And it's either so-and-so's calling the plays or not. Yes or no. Well, they converse during the thing. Who actually has the play sheet? Well, they all have a play sheet. Okay. I'm watching the Broncos game last night. I can clearly see Sean Payton talking while the play clock is going down. He is calling a play. Who is doing that for CSU? That's what I would like to know. Not who's conversing, not who's scheming up ideas, not who's suggesting, who is actually with the decision in their brain makes the decision, we are going to run banana 2, wedge 5, 5 niner. Who is doing that? And it sounds like Matt Mummy.
With this being so confusing, CSU might as well have been mum's the word on this thing and just allowed Matt Mummy to call the plays.
Are you good with that one? That's three.
Yes.
That's three today. That's three by you. I don't. I'm saying it, man. I've followed sports my whole life. And the older I get, the more enveloped and the more into the stories I get. When it's clunky, don't fall for it. Don't try to tell yourself, it's going to change. He's going to be better. You know, like, don't do that. Because when it's clunky, and it's confusing, then it's usually the beginning of the end. Right? I believe. Oh, Michael Malone and Calvin Booth don't really like each other. Oh, first year of media day together, they came out together and they were sitting on a table at the table together answering questions. Second year, they're not. They're away from each other. Oh, Calvin Booth drafts guys and Michael Malone's not playing them. I wonder if that's a thing. It was a thing. Nathaniel Hackett gave Russell Wilson an office and acted like a 14-year-old fan when he found out the Broncos were getting Russell Wilson. That's not going to be a thing, is it? He's separated from the rest of the team. He gets his own office. He has his own quarterbacks coach. It was a thing. I mean, Val Nichushkin, he gets in trouble. He gets kicked. You know, he has to separate from the team. And we don't know exactly what's going on. It was a thing. All different things. But when you have these stories, Ed McCaffrey, oh, there's a lot of rumors about he's withholding financial aid. Oh, he's doing this. He's doing that. He's not at practice. He's only talking to certain players. There's nepotism going on. Oh, blah, 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 blah. His son's throwing a clipboard. It was a thing. When you have a thing like this, typically it gets worse before it gets better. And by getting better means you probably go in a different direction. Yes, Michael.
Well, and if you're not going to be, if you're going to be confusing about it, don't answer the question.
Don't answer the question. Coaches do this all the time. Hey, Coach Norvell, says Kevin Lytle, or asks Kevin Lytle, are you going to be making a change at the play calls? Who's calling the plays?
Pass.
Or you just say, Micah, you be Kevin. You're Kevin. Ask me the question. Go on. You're Kevin Lytle because you screwed it up. You're Kevin Lytle.
Are you going to be having someone else, like, say, Matt Mummy, change
call the plays?
Go Broncos.
You know, at this point, we're going to just kind of talk about things. We're going to look into it. You know, nothing's for sure on that, but we got a style. I'm trying to do the Jay Norvell. We got a style. Kind of that Wisconsin thing. We're going to do what we can do, but we're going to take a look at everything.
We're going to have some cheese.
No.
Cheese curds.
That's how you do that, and that's how you avoid breaking news the next day. It was news, and we're trying to act like, it's nothing. They've been doing this way anyway. So they've had 18 guys calling plays? Like, there's three dudes that are just like, oh, I think we should run this play. No, we should run this play. We should run that play. We should go do this, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't work like that.
Now it just makes it worse. Sounds just worse. It just sounds discombobulated. Instead of sounding like bad play calling, it sounds like bad play calling and complete discombobulation.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Like I said, guys. When it's weird, and it just doesn't seem like it makes total sense to your brain, it usually means it's not good. It's confusing right now. Texter, there is, from the 970, there is some difference, but how about the sheep children shouting FCU at Moby a couple years ago from start to finish? Is that worse than FU Mormons?
I see, it's still people being people.
Like, and I'm not doing rude. That, but it sucks. And
less
it sucks when you
though.
When you bring a kid to a game and then they have to hear that. That sucks. But oh. I gave up thinking that people are going to be on their best behavior all the time, because
yeah,
it's just not going to happen.
Students and beer and the sports environment. Look, I'll admit to having cursed before and having had some parents turn around and say, hey, I've got a kid here, can you not? And then, sorry, my bad. And then, you know, had to behave. But you can't control everybody. Like, we've all been around that drunk guy, and I'm sure college fans are a little more – oh, I know college fans are a little more rowdy than NFL fans. you're not going to stop them from doing this. This actually happened a few years ago in soccer. Like one, I think it was one country team was saying something derogatory about another.
The stuff that goes on in those soccer games, like European soccer games.
I think it was South American, actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
same thing. They're all crazy.
They're nuts about their sport. It's cool in some ways, but it's terrifying in others, yes. Why are you acting like Tanner? Tanner's like, oh, track and field's not a sport. Now you're doing that. Soccer's not a sport. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not a sport. It is 100% a sport.
Track and field is not a sport.
It 100%
it's a respectable athletic event.
It's a sport. You are just way off on that. Just because you don't like it, because the only thing you like is watching the Broncos, and you don't like anything else.
That's not true.
What else do you like?
I like the Huskies. I like the Avalanche. Yeah.
That's three. You like three teams, and if everything else is not that, then you're not in on it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I didn't think that interview with Mike was going to be that confusing, but it was, and I'm not like saying Mike was bad in the interview, but he also works for CSU, and I'm sure that there has been discussions of, hey, you know, we're not going to make this a big thing. Like, that would be my understanding. I'm not saying Mike was pulling punches or anything. It just kind of sounds like that. Not you too, Michael, on the track, no sport train with Tanner. I'm disappointed, Faith. Wow, you disappointed a person named Faith. How do you sleep at night?
I'm sorry.
She ran track and field. You're putting down her sport.
Hey, my brother ran track and field. My niece did cross country.
So if
I'm
your niece comes up to you and says, my favorite sport is cross country, and you say to that sweet, innocent little girl, what you're doing is not a sport.
Faith did not hear what I said. I said it's a respectable athletic event.
It's a sport. You're disrespecting it by saying it's not a sport.
I'm
disappointed.
It's not entertaining.
Not to me.
I'm not.
It doesn't matter if it's not entertaining. It's still a sport. 22 minutes after the hour.
I'm sorry that Faith lost faith in me. Faith, I'm sorry.
That was easy. Like, you're getting lazy is what's happening. This is a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll take a break here. I'm confused. My brain is all over the place. It's clunky. Maybe that means the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, man. Faith texting in on the First Advantage text line. We're still cool, though, Michael. I'm just sad.
I wasn't disrespecting.
You were disrespecting
track and field.
You 100% were.
I was not. I was just saying that there is a difference between a sport and an athletic event. Gymnastics is not a sport.
That is a sport.
It is an athletic event.
Nope.
And it is you. It's a respectable athletic event.
It is a sport.
Athletic event.
So boxing is not a sport.
I call it a sport.
Why
but
is
it's
boxing
probably more athletic event?
Bowling.
Bowling is
it's
something
a sport.
You do for fun.
It's a sport.
No, it's not.
Ping pong. It's a sport.
It's a game.
You and Tanner.
Look, if I can do it, If I can do it, it's not a sport.
Texter, yes, this whole Norvell play-calling fiasco is just that. Whenever organizations get into this clunky, awkward situation, coaching changes usually are too soon to follow, are soon to follow in some capacity. Yeah, that's kind of where I maintain on that, too. Nuggets Media Day was yesterday, Mike. That was the first time in like 6 years I didn't go. I didn't go down there, but it sounded like... It just seems to me like there is a different approach by this team. They know, like, it's... This is probably as close to championship, and not bust. I'm not going to say bust, because they just got this new group kind of assembled. But the pressure is on, and it would be very disappointing if you can't find a way to get into the NBA Finals. That's where we sit. I think they have the tools to do it. They needed to get deeper. Now they are. I mean, last year we were so concerned, like, oh, Julian Strother's got to he's got to take the next step. And Daron Holm, oh, he's hurt. He's out for the season. That was like a scary thing. But now it's more of a, okay, let's say Julian Strother doesn't work out. Then you've got other guys. I mean, this team is pretty stacked right now. You know, you got your starters in Murray, Brown, Cam Johnson taking Porter's spot, Aaron Gordon, Joker. And now you got Bruce Brown. And then at that two-guard spot, you got Tim Hardaway Jr., who could play two or three. So suddenly you're a little deeper there. So if it doesn't work, if Strother isn't taking the next step, well, Tim Hardaway Jr.'s there. You have Bruce Brown. Same with, like, Peyton Watson. If he doesn't work out, you know, you can probably play in situations where Jonas Valanciunas is a guy you could play at power forward. You could go big there, too. I mean, he's going to be the backup center. Daron Holmes, if he doesn't take that next step, suddenly you have depth. And that was not the case last season. So it's exciting to see. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Broncos get the dub. That was a big story, big game. J.K. Dobbins. Do you think Sean Payton has now learned the error of his ways and is now going to make sure that the running of the football is a top priority? Like, more so than the development of Bo Nix at this stage.
I think we're going to see 30 runs a game from now on.
Yeah, between the two of those guys?
I mean, more if the Broncos are ahead by, when the Broncos are ahead by, like, 40 points.
Aaron's texting in on your sports thing. Brady, if you can smoke and drink while doing it, it's leisure at best. Yeah, but the pros aren't doing that. Pro bowlers? They're not drinking and smoking, are they, during the bowl-off?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Are they?
Oh, probably.
Smitty says, if it's a competition, it equals a sport. Competition equals sport.
Yeah, but all of us can get together and play Sorry. That's a competition. It's not a sport.
It's a game. Board game.
It's a board game.
If it's an athletic competition, it's a sport.
We could run around in circles and play Dungeons and Dragons. That's not a sport.
That's only you would make that reference, and no one wants to play with you.
I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. I don't have the patience for it.
I do not believe that for a second. You are the definition of a Dungeons and Dragons player. Like, you look it up, your picture's there.
That's not true. I don't have the patience for it.
No, you're into a lot of nerdy stuff. Maybe not Dungeons and Dragons, but pretty close to it.
Yeah, the tabletop games, that's not my thing.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Interesting day. Broncos win, must win game, had to have it. I know you were like, well, just because they go 1-3, there'd be no reason to freak out. Yeah, we'd be freaking out today, and rightfully so. If you can't beat the Bengals, then you're in trouble, Michael. Let me guess. Broncos are beating Philadelphia on Sunday.
Of course.
You believe that. You truly, truly believe that.
Yeah.
You're an interesting creature. 34 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Why do you know that song by heart?
I only know that part.
Oh, I've never heard. Who is this?
Monster Magnet.
I've never heard this before.
This has been around for a while.
We got a game right now. No outs. Bottom of the ninth. Detroit's up 2-1, but Cleveland has a runner on third. I believe it was an error at first base. I didn't see the whole thing.
Baseball is a sport.
100% it's a sport. So this is exciting here. This TV is very small. I can't tell who is up to the plate at this moment in time. But, oh, you just need a base hit, Mike. Tie this thing up. Make it interesting. We might have extra. I would love to see in the first one of these go into extra innings. I'd be down for that.
What do you think? I really hope he strikes out.
What do you think the Rockies will be back here? When do you think they'll be a playoff team?
2038.
You think it's, like, be serious. Do you think we're 10 years away from that? I mean, it's hard to say that, but are we 5 years? I mean, there's nothing right now that would lead you to believe that the Rockies have any building blocks for future seasons.
Does the ownership have the decision-making of the Avalanche Nuggets owners or the Broncos owners, or do they have the Rockies decision-making? Because right now I think leadership problems come from the top, and winning is a culture, and right now you don't have the winning culture in the major league team. Your AAA and AA teams apparently have the winning culture. I don't know. I think you got to, like, dump everything, start all over.
So no on Warren Schaefer. You're out on keeping him as GM and then Bill Schmidt as the general manager.
Yeah, I think you gotta
just clean it.
Get them all out of there.
It's been bad, man.
I mean, especially the way they just kind of, like, oozed through the end of the season. It's like we got all excited in August and we're like, oh, hire him, and then they just kind
of
petered out.
I think a lot of that's just human nature, though. You're so bad, you just kind of check out. But it has gotten
human.
It's gotten progressively worse every year. I mean, you go back to 2020 when they had the shortened season, whatever. 2021, they were 74-87. And then, got him in a pickle. Oh, this is interesting. Yeah, they got him out at third. How about that? He was trying to get home. Okay, I thought that was the third out. There's two outs still. I'm rooting for extra innings here. I would like to see it. But yeah, the Rockies went 87 losses, 94 losses, 103, 101, 119. The worst season ever for the Colorado Rockies. They hadn't had a 100-loss season until 23, and now they've had three in a row. And I don't see a major sign of that necessarily getting better. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Very happy with what we saw yesterday, with the Broncos on Monday Night Football. I expected this result, so nothing's changed. I do still think this team is flirting with 10 wins, and it was a big win for them, too, because it was after a weekend. I mean, so many reasons this was a big win, but it was after a weekend where they had, the Chiefs won, I guess, but the Chargers lost and the Raiders lost. So that was big. And now, you know, in the race in the AFC West, you have Chargers leading at 3-1. Chiefs and the Broncos are tied at 2-2. And the Raiders are at the bottom at 1-3. So it will be, I mean, these next few games for Denver are very important because you don't want to fall too far out of this race. And you're at Philadelphia, That's an 11 o'clock game on CBS. Then the London game against the Jets, Mike, and the Jets. Oof. That's not a bad. That's not a bad as bad of a team as we thought they were. I mean, they're 0-4, but they've been in close games. I mean, they lost to the Buccaneers by 2. The Bills kind of smoked them, but they lost to the Steelers by 2, and then they lost to the Dolphins by 6.
They're not a toilet bowl 0-4. They're just a bad 0-4.
They're a team that's still capable of pulling off an upset, I think. And Justin Fields, I mean, 226 passing yards, but also 81 rushing yards. The run he had when he like ran, it was like Barry Sanders type stuff, where he ran like 20 yards back and then found a seam and busted through it and he scored a touchdown. That was an interesting game.
Yeah, and how good or bad is he actually? Is he a victim of being Chicago?
I still don't know.
He wasn't the worst when he was with Pittsburgh.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his moments.
He didn't have a lot of those. He had less of those moments. He had a first half of that moment against the Broncos and then collapse.
I don't know. I think it's still, I mean, it's still very kind of early in his career. I mean, the Bears are bad, and they've been bad at developing quarterbacks.
Yeah, speaking of bad leadership.
And then he goes to the Steelers, who, I mean, is as well-respected as Mike Tomlin is. They haven't necessarily been good at developing quarterbacks either.
No, not, I mean, they got new Big quarterbacks
Ben,
anyway.
Big Ben, that was about it. So I don't know, but that game suddenly is a little more interesting. And it's in London. So that's an interesting stretch for Denver. At Philadelphia, in London, against the Jets. And then you're home against the Giants, who just beat the Chargers. I don't know. The Cowboys just scored 40 on Green Bay and tied them. It's not like a daunting schedule, but it's also like a who are these teams? Like, Philadelphia is daunting. That's a scary game. But a lot of the teams they're going to go up against are maybe threats, maybe decent.
A lot of teams that we thought, oh, they're going to suck this year, and then, well, actually, what did the Cowboys just do? This is the fun early stuff that you just don't expect. You're like, I thought this team was going to suck. And then they start winning early or playing close early, and then you never know at the end of the season. And so much of it's injuries.
The Broncos, according to ESPN's rankings, are ranked at 13 right now. They're behind San Fran, Pittsburgh, Indy, Seattle, Green Bay, Kansas City's at 7, Tampa Bay's at 6, the Chargers are at 5, the Rams are 4, Detroit 3, Buffalo 2, and Philadelphia is, according to ESPN, the best team in the NFL.
Not for long.
You're going up against the best team in the NFL. You're 3.5-point dogs on the road. That's not bad.
Or are the Eagles going up against the best team in the NFL? No.
They're not. The Broncos are not the best team in the NFL. They lost to 2 teams already, so they're not better than those 2 teams.
That was a fluke.
47 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. What did we learn on the show today? I don't know if we learned much, but we'll find out. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn on this final day of September? My favorite stretch of months are coming up. October, November, and December. The best stretch. Quarter four is what they say, Mike. We did learn that Matt Mummy's calling plays. We did. We learned that the Broncos can commit to the run game. And when they do that, good things happen. Bo Nix is really good when that happens. We learned that Joker's not going anywhere. Says he wants to be a Nugget for life. And I believe him. He was asked about not signing his contract extension. And he says, I'm not getting into the contract, but I'm going to be a Nugget for life. That's good. That's good news. Michael, what did you learn today? Anything?
Star Trek? I didn't learn anything about CSU.
I don't think I did either.
I heard some words, a lot of words, yeah. But didn't really take anything new from that.
I asked Mike, I was like, listening to Mike, like, was this something that even needed to be said? And he's like, well, it wasn't announced. It was, the question was asked, and then he answered it. But it was still kind of announced. Faith says, we also learned that track and field is a sport. We did, 100%.
I also learned that I can upset Faith without upsetting. I can offend
you were offended. Faith well, she upsetting. Was disappointed. She wasn't offended. Faith's okay, a tough cookie.
Faith, text in all the things that you liked, and we'll see how offended I can make you.
No, I don't think we need to do that. Why do you
want? I'm not going to do that.
Why do you want to offend people? You offend me every day, but for different reasons.
Is that before or after the show that I offend you?
All of it. Before, during, after. You name it.
Mission accomplished.
Broncos, I don't know, man. Maybe they'll do something crazy against the Eagles. I don't know.
Like when?
We're going to go in. We're going to get into that. I just think the Eagles are top to bottom. An amazing roster. That's going to be a tough battle. Very tough battle. All right, baseball playoffs continue. Cubs did not. You jinxed them. They did not take advantage of no outs, one man on third. Did not take advantage of it and lost the game. Yeah, such is life.
Guess they couldn't bear to win.
Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.